You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
It's time for the pre-St. Patrick's Day Sound and Nick's Vision. Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day to come, because it's the night before St. Patrick's Day, when I know Nick Elliott, being a good soul and a good Irish man, surely you'll be sort of sipping and raising a toast to the old St. Patrick with the old glass of the old Guinness in their own way. Other beers are available, of course.
You know me too well, Alex.
It's a slightly poorly Nick Elliott for this volume 27, because he likes to suffer with you, dear listener. That's why. he is come among us to suffer the slings and wherewithals of phlegm and other fluid things. So extra coughing on
the
show.
I do it for my art, Alex.
Exactly.
I do it for the art.
It's the creative nature of life.
It is indeed.
You know, there are people who actually slice and dice sharks, put them in formaldehyde and so on. You prefer a little bit of phlegm on radio.
Yeah.
Welcome, next. Sue Royce.
Hello, Alex.
Age soul.
I'm sitting next to Nick, hoping he doesn't give me
exactly.
his lurgy.
It's Nick Infectious Elliot.
Would
in
I? Would
course.
I do that to you? Susan, would
hopefully
I?
Hopefully not, Nicholas.
We've launched with the Average White Band, which is When Will Be Mine? When Will I Be Mine? When Will Be Mine? When another Scottish band, Sue, did you enjoy them?
I did, yes. They were very good.
And pray tell, Mr. Elliot, why the Average White Band to launch this particular production?
I don't think you can have too much funk.
And thereby hangs a tale. Beth Hart is up next. Why have you selected this particular number?
Lovely
for
one. I'm big
the
time
choice?
Into this lady. Big time into this lady.
Clearly, yeah, not just because of her Joe Bonamassa connections.
Well, no, actually. I kind of touched on her before then. Mm. She didn't know it, but I did.
Sunday morning, the world's still sleeping and the rain keeps falling like angels weeping, and I feel the tears on my skin. They're trying to tell me something. I listen. Blues and yellows tap shadows, and I feel the sun on my skin. It's trying to tell me something. I listen. Life is cold. And I hear the scars on my skin. They're trying to tell me something. So I listen. Life is gone. Now
Yes, it would be. Beth Hart. Life is calling out her name on Sound and Nick's Vision. Are you familiar with Beth Hart, Sue Rose?
I'm not, but I must say I was very impressed with her voice. It was very nice indeed.
Sue, who in a matter of, let me just do a quick calculation here, 3 days from now will be off to actually see a fine soul and take that tribute person extraordinaire in the joys of Newcastle-upon-Tyne.
Yes, I will.
Again?
Yeah. I know, she just can't keep away. No. That's the way Newcastle actually operates.
It can draw you back, yeah.
Fog on the Tyne is all thine.
Indeed,
all thine,
the North East.
And worry not, Newcastle fans, we will actually be featuring Dire Straits at some point in this edition of Sound and Nick's Vision. We often say, Nick, well, we're not contemplating on the fact that you've dropped the EU in your membership clause in terms of email, which means you've already Brexited before the rest of the
EU. Yes, we did. Yeah, we saw it coming.
I noticed that when I attempted nickelite.eu, spat back at me saying, no longer understood, cease to be. Probably similar to what they're going to do in Brussels, effectively.
Missing, presumed, having
Theresa
a good
May,
time.
No, UK, no.
So what are we all going to do now?
Oh, how do we contact him?
What, with emails?
I prefer tapping the table or moving a glass around a particular sort of group of letters.
Well, failing that, how can we get in touch with you, Nick?
Telepathy works.
Pick a bloody phone up.
Oh, please. Yeah, here we are, 11 minutes into the programme, and already illness has actually led to... What can I say?
Slip of the tongue.
Let's move into Black Sabbath, as many people have said we should have done a long time ago. Why have you gone for Embryo, please?
Well, from my favourite Sabbath album, which is Masters of Reality, and also that they played their farewell gig. Well, this time their farewell gig, the last time they'll ever play together live. A couple of weeks back.
And would you like the good news or the more challenging news here?
What's that?
The more challenging news seems to be, according to Mr. Computer, it seems to be only lasting for 24 seconds.
Yes, that's just all it does.
You're correct in
that's
that.
That's it.
Wow.
It's total genius, the way they dropped it in.
Sort of thing where, effectively, as a producer, as Kat sitting in the corner, say, 24 seconds.
It's like an espresso shot.
Here it is. To think of it as rather like a folk song there with fingers in the ears scenario, but it's not. But then 24 seconds of, we could play it again, sir, if you wanted to. I mean, you know,
I think you could play it several times.
We could indeed.
Just lip it in.
I did like the twanginess of it.
It's great. I just love it.
Shall we use it as a kind of intro to Deborah Harry, Chris Stein, Frank Infante, and who were the other members?
Clem Burke.
Yes, and Clem Burke on drums. Jimmy Destri. Everybody forgets Jimmy Destri.
Yeah. You know, you've got to, even Jimmy's mum.
Yeah, they'll be coming up very shortly. After we've heard...
sure shot, 'cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Going and they've gone. Blondie and a Rapture, the first, I believe, official entry by a white band into the arts of rap music, and possibly the first rap music record that made cultural credence.
I think you could be right there.
Back in the 1980s, in the last century, Sue. I know it's time to think about
it. It was a bit of a diversion for Blondie.
And Black Sabbath. In terms of
with the intro,
they never thought, I'm sure, in the most wildest of dreams, that they would have served as the warm-up act for Blondie.
You see, you can only get that kind of track listing on this show,
which is nowhere else. Vision. You're listening to Sound and Next Vision. He says again for repetition, obviously, on Lincoln's first community radio station, which is Siren FM, in the pre-St Patrick's Day special, as we've decided to call it. It was either that or Think Before You Shoot, and we thought, yes, you know, one of those two things would work, one wouldn't work, etc. You are clearly a man who appreciates the Silver Bullet Band and Bob Seger, because once again you have introduced another tune from their top and growing oeuvre to the listener here. Not so much LA Nights that you were talking about, or other sort of elements that were there, but Roll Me Away. Why? Why, pray tell?
Well, I am a big Bob Seger fan, but I think that the guy's just done so much that with a lot of other bands you could say, well, you know, there's probably a dozen, 20 tracks that they've done over the whole career that you'd feature, but Bob Seger just keeps coming. There's just more and more of them.
Should get him as an interviewee on the programme, sure.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Haven't had an interviewee.
He don't do many of them.
Well, then, what a coup it would be.
He never comes here.
What a coup it would be to actually sort of use a transatlantic link to feature him on.
It would, wouldn't it?
Put that to you.
We could look into that.
Put it to producer Kat. She's on the case. You know, with that and her extender sticks, the world is a happier place.
Indeed.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl and we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. I knew what she was thinking. Said a word, we just walked out and got on that bank, and we rolled.
She said she missed her home. Staring out at the great divide. I could go east, I could go west. It was all up to me to decide. Just then I saw a young hawk flying and my soul began to rise. And pretty soon
station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Off of my mind. Nobody else can take your place. I look at them and see your face. What I'm feeling, I can't deny. And I want you to know, oh baby, you're still in me, baby. You're still in me, baby. And there's something that I just can't hide. Ooh, 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 ooh. No, 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 no. You once told me that you love me, but it seems he ran out of time. You said you never, never, never leave me. No, I could have been so blind. Every night I hope and pray, but you come back to me someday. And I can't let you go, no, no.
Glad you said that, otherwise I'd be quite worried about why you were still in her or whatever. Nick Elliott, you were particularly keen to actually feature Marco Mendoza, the sixth choice already over halfway through the selection of tunes for volume 27 of Nick's Vision.
I thought it'd be quite a nice little new feature to air on the show, and that's a track from Marco, the most recent guys that I've been working with,
Marco Mendoza.
Was that man. So class act, Marco. Fantastic.
Now, Marco isn't the person who actually is on the front masthead of Nick Elliott's press office.
No.
That's something completely different.
Not yet. He has been in months gone by.
A classic. Norfolk Rocks! Exclamation mark. Photographer of the stars puts county in frame. To which you've actually thanked various folk for the fabulous story about Nick and ice cream and sun cream.
Yeah. So, my new book.
Please share with the listener.
Share with the listener. Long story, but end of a 2-year project, which ended up in a limited edition book titled Ice Cream and Sun Cream, which essentially is...
Don't want to get them confused. Could end up poisoning and choking to death, really.
With ice cream and sun cream.
You put sun cream on your 99, it's going to be a disaster.
Well, you always got it all over the place anyway, didn't you?
Please, yeah.
And the sun cream.
That's true.
Know what I mean?
Possibly in Skegness.
Indeed.
Or, for people who are in the northeast, something completely different. Actually, when will people be able to purchase the book, Nick?
Oh, they can now.
It's available.
Yes, it is. If they go to nickelliottstore.com, it's on there. There's Paige Turner, and you can see the whole thing. And it's getting great reviews, the whole PR press.
No doubt.
Kind of tour is picking up speed. I've got.
Do we see a copy of the Siren Studio to actually talk about it?
Yes, it will next time we come.
Well, there we are.
I shall be bringing a promo copy.
My word.
So you'll be able to Feel it and touch it, Alex.
It's always nice to have tactile approaches to these things because it actually helps our pentadactyle limbs just kind of get that new, that sort of wonderful sort
of goodness, yeah. I mean, certainly with limited edition books, coffee table books, they've got to be.
And we haven't
seen
quite
them.
Got the technology where we can actually go into virtual reality and use the sort of...
Not for radio.
No.
Which is a bit of a bark, but...
We promised folk at the start of the programme, Sue, that we would commemorate your return to Newcastle-upon-Tyne.
Yes.
And I said, clearly Nick is thinking about this, as ever, structurally produced by Cat, and they've come up with a Mark Knopfler element, although he's singing
wonderful
about New Orleans.
He is.
So, again, it seems such a Socratic question, but any particular reason for opting for Dire Straits and the 7-minute, 48-second version of Planet of New Orleans?
Again, I think one of the greatest bands ever to come out of the UK by a long, long way. And I was listening to them while I was working through a new collection of images, and I thought, yeah, it's time to give a bit of a Dire Straits an airing.
Thank you. was just a jack in the cars we'll never see. We could have been the king and the queen. But she took me on back to her courtyard where magnolia perfume screams behind the gates and the granite of the planet of the New Orleans.
Serious after Dire Straits, because we have to. It's the Vienna Photo Book Award, and the aforementioned Ice Cream and Sun Cream, you just heard Nick speak about it because it is his show, is up for an award at the Vienna Photo Book Festival. That's quite exciting.
It is very exciting.
People vote for the Vienna Book Festival, or is it a case of no, it's by
it's,
judges?
It's essentially a trade, a business, you know, an art award, right. So it's not public.
So it's thousands of listeners for Sound and Next Vision, the millions of Italian fans.
Yes,
here.
American, French, Italian.
Raffaella we're referring to, of course.
Oh, indeed, Raffi, yes.
The vanguard of our Italian contingent.
Indeed.
Can't actually vote for the Vienna.
No, it's not a public vote. It's an art vote.
Well, we wish you all the very best.
Thank you. It's the first award that I've ever entered, well, been asked to enter, actually, for one of our books.
You need some awards, I think. It's always good to have shiny things that you can put on.
Never bother with awards, really.
Too busy actually dealing with the art.
Well, yeah. To be recognised for what I do, really, is... what it's about.
So far, Sue, The Average White Band, Beth Hart, Black Sabbath, Blondie, Bob Seger, Marco Mendoza and Dire Straits. Any of those likely to be featuring in your choice?
Yes.
Or favourite so far?
I like the expressoness of Black Sabbath, but I do like Marco Mendoza. I thought that was, it's pretty good. So, you know, it's a tie at the moment. We'll see.
Interesting. Stevie Nicks up next with Her Friends. And a number of other fine folk, including Mick Fleetwood. Again, is it a case of you need your love so bad, or you need... Is it a plea? Is it a request? Is it a plea from the heart? Cri de coeur?
It's Pete Green.
That's okay, then.
someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm out of bed, because I need your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, that's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up and bring it home to me, or write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Stop driving me mad. Oh, because I need your love so bad. Need a soft voice to talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything all right. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me, because I need your love so bad.
Amazing. I have to admit, live on air, because Nick is twisting my arm at this moment, that obviously that was Fleetwood Mac before Stevie Nicks got involved.
That was proper Fleetwood Mac. Well, in my view.
I did have a little smile at Raffi Clementi's line, "This means that soon there will be two other show." Good God, she says.
Amazing. Oh, bless her.
Love travels.
It is tremendous. It does, indeed. We look back a year, and you can actually see yourself and Sue looking, it has to be said, in top form.
When it was warm and we wore sunglasses.
Exactly. March the 5th, 2016.
Whatever happened to the weather?
Whatever the weather, Sound in Nick's Vision brings you the kind of quality that Nick believes you deserve.
And rays of sunshine
of
into
course,
your life.
Of course. The next artist that we're about to launch onto the world via Sound and Nick's Vision is somebody who in his time has been compared to a young Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
And also provided the soundtrack for When Harry Met Sally.
He did.
I'll have what she's having, as Sue frequently says.
And he was also in the Memphis Belle.
Exactly. So, would you like to do the formal introduction to the gentleman who has Junior?
Harry Connick.
Ah.
Bit of Harry.
I know you so well. I can tell by the sound of your voice if you're really in love with me. You are, yes, you are. You know I can't lie.
If I say to you, baby, I love you, then baby, I love you. Oh, and I do. I really do. I do. Could it be that's a phrase you that never would phase you? Well, baby, you just better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose. All right. Who knows? I might. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with the thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream that the stars up above have the answer of whether we'll be, or whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. Yes, we are. Now could that be that's a phrase you thought never would face? Well, baby, you just better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm the one who's supposed to kneel down and propose, all right. So when I kiss you goodnight, just sleep tight with the thought that you'll always be caught up in love with me. And you'll dream of the stars up above at the answer of whether we'll be, whether we won't be in love. Well, we are. We are.
Marvellous. And I believe, Sue, you were claiming that I might have actually suddenly jumped to the top of the tree as far as volume 27 and your selection of Nick's selections.
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. Harry Connick Jr. is one of my favourite artists and I could listen to him all day. So, yes, that's just dropped to the top of my list.
If Nick will allow, because he'll suddenly scream in and say, no, I won't allow that at all, or his producer Cat will, you might like to mention Dan Hadfield doing a cover version of Harry Connick Jr.
Yes, he has a new album out, which is called The Best Is Yet To Come, where he covers a lot of the classic swing and big band tunes, because that's his favourite genre. And that's one of them. And brilliant.
And you will be seeing him literally 3 days after we are here.
I will, yes. I'm very excited about the prospect of going up to Newcastle.
So, and, yes. We've given sufficient news for any Sue Royce fans to actually check out where she'll be in Newcastle somewhere along that time.
And of course, Paparazzi.
Obviously. That's it then, Nick. We have wrapped up volume 27. And all that remains before we head off to Injury is the decision, do we go out with Keep Music Live or do we go out with Think Before You Shoot? The two classic lines. Yes, we have reached the stage where on the 27th edition of the show, producer Kat has actually set that challenge. Do we actually go for a whole new catchphrase or do we actually stay with Keep Music Live? Sue is nodding for Keep Music Live. It's your show, Nick. Ultimately, you
I think we'll go with that.
Right.
We could always bring back Think Before You Shoot at some point in time.
Or re-emerge.
Indeed.
Shooting in the photographic sense of the word. We're not advocating anybody get hold of a Kalashnikov because it's not that kind of show. Would you like to introduce the next final piece of music from Mr. Jury and his blockheads?
Only one thing to say. Oi, oi.
Or indeed, in Newcastle, Blockheads. The statement needs to be said, people. So, Sue Royce, Nick Elliott, keep music live.
Keep music live.
Keep music live.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know lots of other ways.
drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs.